Each of the Gospels has a version of the cleansing of the temple. For most of them, they are at the end of the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But in John, the cleansing of the temple occurs at the beginning of John's Gospel, right after the wedding at Cana, where Jesus turns water into wine. It's the first of the three Passovers that will be noted in John's Gospel. And I've often wondered what this story really means. We think about the whip of cords, the clattering of the coins on the floor, the squawking of the animals, the birds, and Jesus shouting, "Get out of here." That's basically what he's saying. "You have turned my father's house into a marketplace." And a lot of people don't like that version of Jesus. They don't like the Jesus that makes them feel uncomfortable. They want the Jesus who is always smiling and stroking the heads of lambs and being kind to everyone, healing the sick. So this Jesus makes people upset. "I don't want that kind of Jesus," someone once said to me. "I want the nice Jesus." Well, if we had the nice Jesus, we wouldn't have anyone to point out our faults, to call us to account as human beings. I believe that's why Jesus came to earth, to point out the good and bad of humanity. It's not easy when someone points out a flaw. We are embarrassed, ashamed, but it's necessary if we're going to grow in our faith and to be better people, to be better followers of Christ. Also, the story of the cleansing of the temple is more than just Jesus shouting and with his whip in hand. When Jesus flips the table, he is flipping the script on what people know. It was not uncommon, it was common for the money changers and the people selling the cattle and the sheep and the doves to be in the temple. That wasn't what was wrong. It was that people were focusing on the wrong thing. They were thinking that by having a sacrifice, they were let off. Their sins were forgiven just by killing an innocent animal. That can't survive in the long term, because Jesus goes on further to say that my Father does not demand a sacrifice. The words of the prophet Isaiah tell us that I have no desire for your blood offerings and your sin offerings. They mean nothing to me. And that's what Jesus is telling the people in the temple. But he's also, when he sets the animals free, he sets the people that are selling the animals free, and the money changers are liberated. They are no longer stuck with a system that just doesn't work. And that's hard. We don't want to hear that the systems that have been in place for years and years suddenly are not working. We also don't want to think that there are people who are kept down and have finally been liberated through Jesus. Let me get more specific. Sacrificial systems can't survive without a constant supply of victims designed to feed a vengeful God. That is what Street Psalms says. It's an organization that works in the slums of Guatemala, Africa, Central and South America. It also works in our slums. You only have to think of how we treat those who are less than us, those who we feel are expendable, to know that this is what Jesus is talking about with the money changers and the cleansing of the temple. What we find is animals in our world are expendable, farm animals in particular. They're shoved into pens or little boxes, crates. They have no room to move. And then they're put onto trucks and sent off to a slaughterhouse. They never get to touch the ground. They never get to eat grass. A few years ago, they talked about what cattle were being fed. And I was appalled to read that cattle were being fed cement so that they would be fattened up. That chickens, Franken chickens they're called, have breasts that are so large, their legs break. All so that we can have cheap food. Well, I happen to think it's very wrong. And it really bothers me. It bothers me enough that I'm willing to pay a premium for the meat we purchase. I would personally be a vegetarian, and I try to be as much as possible. But I'm married to a carnivore, and it doesn't always work out. The other thing that, so we have animals that are used as commodities, but we also have people that are commodities. From the beginning of time, we have thought of the other. If you think back to Pharaoh and building of the bricks of the not for the pyramids, the Israelites were mere commodities. They didn't matter to anyone. And even up until the early 20th century, people would go to work in factories and not come home at night because they fell into a vat of acid and nobody bothered to think about who they were or who they belonged to. There was another person that was standing needing a job. Today we have the opioid crisis that it was built on the backs of the sick and the poor. We're reading for the book club Demon Copperfield, which is about the opioid crisis. And I've read a lot about what it means to the people. Barbara Kingsolver said in an interview that generations of children have no parents because the Sacklers need to put more money into their already hideously large bank accounts. Jesus comes to cleanse us from ourselves. Jesus comes to point out our flaws so that we too can point out the flaws of society, because he counts on us to stand up for justice and peace. He counts on us to say, wait a minute, this is wrong and we're not going to tolerate it. You only have to look around at our streets to see the drugs that run like rivers. Every person in this building should be carrying Narcan so that if they need to revive someone, they are able to. And if you want it, I can get it for you. I carry it in my purse. I hope I never need to use it, but it's a fact of life that we all need to be aware of. And those are the ways that Jesus calls us to be followers of Christ, to be willing to have that Narcan, to be willing to report when we see something that is going on in our neighborhoods, to help a child who's parentless, to not expect the other person to be the one to pick up the pieces, because someday there won't be another person, and will be the person. We need to light a fire under not only ourselves, but this country, to say the way that things are being done are wrong. It's not easy work, it's unpopular work. Nobody likes to think of the skunk at the garden party, but someone, you, me, the choir, we all need to say we've had it. We've had enough of how people are treated, how animals are treated, and we're not going to tolerate it. So I hope that you will stand with me and carry Narcan. Fight for drug addiction help. And also that all living creatures are able to live free, free from pain and free from fear. Amen.